following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy three Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop these and exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy Show here on a Monday. Taking you to the noon hour. Doug Duda out today on vacation, but never fear, we found a capable replacement. We went 50 miles away to find this guy, too, so damn, he must be good. Looking forward to hearing from Steve Anderson in just a minute from Fauner Park, from the Grand Island community. You all know Steve Anderson. Jerry Schottenkirk set to join us here about 15 minutes past the hour. He's worked at Remington Park for a long time, been involved in the horse race industry for a long time, and we like to talk horse racing here every once in a while on Doug and Daddy's show. There'll be a lot of football talk here in a couple weeks, as you get to start here in 10 teams and in 12 teams in 12 days. Ends with the Husker Roundtable and all that stuff. But we're going to talk some horse racing today. Then later in the program, Greg Sharp, Husker Sports Network, will join us to visit about a little bit about the Huskers. I don't know if there's any big breaking news, but Doug's had this deal here for the last month. Where did Nebraska end up on the sports year? And we'll get Greg's take on that. College World Series is going on right now. A lot of people probably headed to Omaha to take in a little bit of the swimming. That's going on as well. Arizona takes a 1-0 lead last night. Very, very good, very, very well-played baseball game. Two incredible defensive plays for the Wildcats. Got things rolling. One in the first, they threw out a guy from right field, throw him out at third base in the seventh. Excellent, excellent, well-played baseball. They'll do it again tonight. If Arizona wins, they will hand them the trophy. If South Carolina should prevail, they'll play again. Game deciding the clincher tomorrow night. So that's going on. Steve, how are you this morning? Thanks for coming over.
Hey, as always, it's a privilege. And obviously, I'm so good, Tony. I guess I bumped you off to the show permanently, right? Yeah,
well, no.
Should I take credit
for that? You know what? That would be awesome. We would love to have you permanently. I don't think there's the boss. You know what? I'd have to clear that with the boss, but I don't think we can do that in about 30 seconds, buddy.
I told you if I lived 20 miles closer to Kearney, I would throw my hat in the ring and I'd be over here every day.
Well, we'd certainly take you every day. you know what? It's a little bit, well, is it slow time? Is there ever a slow time of your year?
You know, that's the great thing about horse racing. It's a marathon. It goes on 365, 24/7. I spent the last couple of days, the major part of it, out watching simulcasting and hanging out with my buddies at Fauner Park, always panhandling for the future and the best interests of thoroughbred horse racing. We got a good solid clique of racing fans over there, and Fawner Park, you know, it's the heartbeat of what's going on in Grand Island. So you don't find me very far away at any time of the year, whether they're running live or not.
You know, that's something I was interested in asking Jerry Schottenkirk about, because I think a lot of people, you know, Fawner Park's a great deal, and you've got your hard-nosed horse players, or your the people that love to do it and go over there all year long if they find time from central Nebraska and from the area. But you've got your casual players that are interested when they're racing live and when there's something going on at the Heartland Event Center on Saturday nights, which has been great for horse racing. And you've got the Breeders' Cup in the fall. In between there, I think a lot of people forget, you know, this is a circuit. Everywhere there's a circuit, there's you look up the results chart on Equibase.
Yeah.
And you look at the number of tracks that are racing. Literally, there's tons of horse racing going on every day of the year other than Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
And right now, it's in the heart of the overall racing season across the country. So on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if you come out for simulcasting at Fawner Park, you have a smorgasbord of 17 up to 22, 23 tracks available every day. It's really mind-boggling. But the neat thing about simulcasting is, even though we don't get expanded gambling to try to subsidize the future of Nebraska racing, it gives you that slot machine mentality, because people want action. And when you got that many races on the docket, you certainly have that opportunity.
Thanks, Governor. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not running for re-election either, so I don't need your vote anymore, Tony.
there you go. You know, that was, you know what? It's been such a great year, and I think there was so much promise for this year because of those machines coming in and what they've done to revitalize industries in Arkansas and in Kentucky. And I think there were people that were overconfident on the side we feel is of value to the people, that it was just going to be a done deal. He's going to sign. We're going to move forward. We're finally going to make some steps. And then it was just, what a punch in the stomach. And not only, it's still a great meet for Fawner Park. The numbers were still up for Fawner Park. The clubhouse was still sold out, I believe, this year more than any other year in the ever.
At least prior to pre-simulcasting days, which dates back to 1988. Now, when we were the only game in town, especially back in the early to mid-80s, almost to the early 90s, but simulcasting changed the game and the platform nationwide. You could come in there at Fawner Park on a Saturday, and there'd be 15, 20 buses from Minnesota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri. None of these places had a local venue with live horse racing in those days, and no simulcasting. You go to Exarban, there'd be 50, 70, 80, maybe 100 buses on a Saturday, and crowds of over 30,000 to add along to it. I mean, it was just mind-boggling that in the heyday of Nebraska thoroughbred horse racing, again, before simulcasting, and when Exarban was thriving, we were at the top of the charts nationwide. Nebraska racing, especially Exarban, was one of the top five tracks for a certain period of time, and for a long period of time, easily was in the top seven across the country.
I believe 82 or 84, they were number two to Santa Anita.
In handle. And they always outdrew Santa Anita. If you went by attendance, we dwarfed everybody except maybe Oaklawn Park. And they have always supported Oaklawn, especially on the weekends, although they've had a bump in the road prior to when they finally went to the expanded gambling and the automated horse racing machines, which at that point they were starting to feel a little pressure on the back. They had their back to the mats at one point as well. But, you know, that's in the past. And one great thing about local horsemen here in Nebraska, even though they took a major one on the chin when the governor vetoed the bill that would have allowed these machines to come in almost simultaneously if they'd have done the right thing, they're not going to give up. They have not walked away from this issue, and you're going to hear a lot more about it in the future.
Well, I think that when you break it down and see how many jobs and how many people's lives it affects, and you look at what it's done, like I said, in Kentucky, and we're not talking about Churchill Downs. We were talking, what's the little track called where they started those deals at? Bluegrass?
Franklin, Kentucky at Ellis Park and Kentucky Downs, just little spots on the map in Kentucky, much smaller than Lincoln, Omaha, and Grand Island. And they're thriving. They've got some court issues there, but they still haven't taken those machines out of the racetrack venues. Churchill Downs is still dragging their feet, not wanting to make the investment until this thing totally gets signed off and becomes legal through the court of law and whatever through their legislature. But I think that's just a formality. And you'll see this state, for horse racing being numero uno, they're the bluegrass state. They're almost as bad as Nebraska when it comes to supporting their top industry that they have to offer to the world.
Well, over in Grand Island, I know people are interested because the track is so close. It's readily available to you guys, and you've got your group of buddies that hangs out over there. It's a lot of fun. We go over as often. It stop by, and we may not be there for 5, 6, 7 hours, but we're there for 4 or 5 races, and then you move on. It's just part of the day and part of the grind, the daily grind, if you will, on a weekend when not a whole lot's going on. The NBA Finals wraps up. Yeah, we got the College World Series on, but once the basketball wrapped up, we got about 2.5-3 weeks here before the football talk gets hot and heavy. Are people interested in the College World Series? Is everybody following it?
To some extent. I went over there a week ago today and caught the Kent State Florida game. Was with the sports editor, the Grand Island Independent, Bob Hamer, who was proudly wearing his Doug and Daddy T-shirt.
Attaboy, Bob. Attaboy.
Got a lot of advertising out of that. But everything until Nebraska football comes along, I think, takes a back burner. Maybe not so much to horse racing, but there's so much. To give you an example, and horse racing at Fauner Park or Grand Island has capitalized on this. In addition to the Heartland Events Center, you got those 7 huge, monstrous state fair buildings. And just in the last couple of weeks, they've had 2 national shows. One was a gun pistol firing show, thousands of kids involved in that. Prior to the week before that, there was a dog show, thousands of people involved in that. And a certain percentage of these people wandering around, because they're there for 3, 4, 5 days at a time, wander in to the Keno, we call it the Keno Casino Lounge. It's the Finish Line restaurant where the simulcasting goes on. These people are exposed to something that they've never probably seen or experienced before, and a certain percentage like what they see and what they experience there, and we're hooking more and more fans all the time. I think you see the payoff during live racing, why it's gotten so big, because the traffic has increased so much with the other venues that are all part of Fauner Park. So it's a win-win for everybody.
We'll ask Jerry this too. I'll have another not running in the Belmont. Obviously, something the horse racing industry desperately needs a triple crown winner, or or a horse to come down the stretch so they can replay that over and over with a shot to win the triple crown.
It was devastating that he didn't go. I mean, I packed up and got a quick airline ticket to Tampa to be with my uncle. My family, obviously, I was born and raised in the thoroughbred racing circles here in the state of Nebraska. My grandfather bred, raised, and raced hundreds of horses as I was growing up. My uncle subsequently became a trainer and then went on to be a very successful jockey's agent on the national scene, and he's retired and he's down in Tampa. I wanted to be with him to see a Triple Crown winner. There was no doubt in my mind that I'll have another after the Preakness win, the way he ground out Bodie Meister coming down the stretch, that it was going to happen this year. I'd only had one other feeling prior to Secretariat back in 73, and that was my first year calling the races at Fauner Park. I think it was 04 when Smarty Jones was going for Triple Crown. Now, there's been other horses in that situation, but I thought Smarty Jones also was absolutely not a mortal cinch, because there is no such thing in horse racing, but he would have to fall down that day not to win. Well, They ganged up on him from start to finish, and he ends up with a terrible ride to boot on top of that, and a horse by the name of Summerbird or whatever catches him right at the wire. But when I was in Tampa a couple of weeks ago, the day before the Belmont, everyone anticipating, you know, that Thoroughbred Racing is going to reach the pinnacle of what they have to offer. A Triple Crown winner, first in all these many years, was really going to put the industry in the forefront, if only for a weekend, on the front page of every newspaper, on every magazine, TV show, newscast. And when we found out this horse wasn't going to run, I'm telling you what, it was a real blow to the stomach. Real blow to the stomach.
Well, speaking of the stomach, we're taking you up to the lunch hour. The Chicken Coop's waiting for you. Great food, great drink specials, all lunch specials Monday through Friday, downtown Grand Island, downtown Kearney. Go see Dean and the gang in Grand Island, calling the gang here in Kearney. Plus, it's Monday, and that means bull fries and fries, $5.99 special every Monday nights, only at the Chicken Coop. Check out the Kino Parlor as well. The Chicken Coop, conveniently located for you. Downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. We're back, Jerry Schottenkirk, after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's Golic. You want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With 6 styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring. That's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through June 27th. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted.
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And it'll hop over the wall. Automatic double.
Every hour this work week, we're qualifying for All-Star Game tickets and giving away Royals tickets. Text Royals 945 to 90210.
And the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. It is gone.
We're giving away $4,000 in Royals tickets and qualifying winners for the All-Star Game. To enter, text Royals 945 to 90210.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high of 94. Winds out of the east-southeast will stay around 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll see a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity...
Hi, we're back. Doug and Daddy's show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We talk to you about Bruce Furniture all the time. We're going to talk to you about it again because your old furniture, they'll remove it. Maybe it's of some value. They'll talk to you about that, give you some value for it because they're interested in used pieces of furniture. Always, always, day and night, they're talking furniture. Kearney Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, just right for you. And all these phones you got out there, just snap a digital picture, bring your phone in. They'll give you top dollar trade in it. They've got high demand for stuff that's in good condition. Maybe you're looking for something that's in great condition, brand new. Bruce Furniture has got it all for you. Just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Check them out today. They do a great job. We appreciate them being a sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, Steve, we like odds. We like talking odds. I pulled up the opening weekend of the NFL. NFL opens the 5th of September. One interesting game to me, I saw San Francisco heading to Green Bay on what should be two of the top teams in the NFC, and I'm thinking NFL kind of gave San Francisco a little bit of a reprieve because you'd sure as hell rather play that game the 9th of September than you would the 9th of December if you're Coach Harbaugh and his squad coming to Green Bay.
Yeah, and this is the team that didn't want the Colts quarterback too, right?
Yes.
No, I think they did him a terrific favor. And Green Bay, they may be in a little bit of decline. What do you think?
It's tough to be in decline with Rodgers at quarterback. I think they're probably just, I wish we had that quarterback, and he was a Cowboy, to be honest with you. By the way, Green Bay in that one, a 6.5-point favorite, the early line. So Green Bay at home. Right now we're going to talk a little horse racing. We're going live to Remington Park. Jerry Schottenkirk joins us. He is employed at Remington Park. He's wrote articles all over the place, Daily Oklahoman, Daily Racing Form, for years and years and years. And now he's on horseplayernow.com. Check out that site for more information. But, Jerry, how are you? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, Jerry, I hadn't talked to you prior to about an hour ago in over 20 years, and I'm sure you're still scratching your head why in the world I looked you up. But Daddy here, right before the Preakness, was picking my brain about whether I knew anybody that worked for the Daily Racing Form, looking for some fresh meat, I think, on here to give us some insight on the Preakness race. And I said, I've got a guy that I knew that worked for the Racing Form for years, and he was born and raised in Grand Island, and I'm going to line him up for you. Well, through my limited knowledge of how to get a hold of people, I went through Facebook, and I posted a private message to you, Jerry, and you must have been out of town for a month because I never heard a word from you, but I'm glad that you finally responded. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Cannot complain. Steve, how are you?
Terrific. We go way back, believe it or not, Tony. I've traveled to several racing venues with Jerry Schottenkirk, amongst other people. I still continue to do that in the off season. But Jerry, do you remember any of those trips back when, shoot, you were probably still a teenager?
Not quite, but I'll tell you what, it has been a while back. Like 20 years ago or so, you came down and I gave you the tour of the racetrack, and remember that, having a good time.
Jerry, what's your favorite when you travel around to these racetracks? Do you have a favorite if somebody happens to be in a part of the country they should check out?
Well, I don't do a lot of traveling these days. I kind of gave that up a few years ago. But back when I did, I enjoyed what I was raised on. Still, my favorite racetrack to this day was Exarvin in Omaha. Always enjoyed going to Exarvin. And the smaller tracks around there that I grew up at. And, when I went on to the Racing Form and other newspapers like that, I found, like, Hollywood Park. I loved going there. And a couple of the tracks in Chicago were pretty good, if you could catch them the right time of the year.
Jerry, I tell this story often, and maybe you don't even recall it, but it's one of the reasons I never left the great state of Nebraska, where we don't gamble on the good life. And do you recall your experience at Balmoral that you shared with me that scared the foundation from which I stood back in those days, of being in the middle of a gunfight going to work?
Yes.
driving down, he was in a car, weren't you? And one guy's shooting ahead of you, and a guy's behind you shooting. And this sounded like an Untouchables kind of a story.
I got caught right in the middle of a high-speed chase, and it was the real deal. It wasn't just driving. It was you heard a few pops going on. And this was in East Hazelcrest, Illinois. It's on the south end of Chicago, so you can kind of use your imagination on that deal. But yeah, it was a little scary. Boy, I can't remember. I can't believe you remember that.
Oh, well, there aren't many things that I can dial up anymore, but that certainly made an impression on me. Yeah. You started covering Fauner Park, didn't you, Jerry, at the ripe old age of 17? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, well, I was just out of high school, and I started covering for the Independent, and I stayed there till 83, so I was about 23 or so when I left Grand Island. Then I went on to the Forum and other things. But yeah, I got a early start on it, so to speak.
Okay, in all your years of handicapping, what is the thing that's come the furthest, or you've changed your mind and you use more now than you ever have in the past, Jerry?
Well, tough question. I've always kind of approached it the same way. You know, when you've been handicapping for 30-something years, there's a lot of different things that have come along through the years, like speed figures and speed indexes and speed ratings. And, you know, you really you have to adjust as you go along because, especially in this information age, I mean, there's you have everything that everything is available to you. All you have to do is look it up. So I've kind of I've looked at it with a little broader brush, so to speak, and not just just held with my old standard handicapping tools. You know, I've learned to kind of adjust with the times, and knock on wood, it's worked out. So,
does that make it easier, or was it easier back in the old days when you had limited information?
I think it is easier today. Of course, today a lot of people have the same information, so therefore you see such overwhelming favorites in some spots, and you know, it wasn't always like that. You know, if you look around if you watched horse racing on satellite TV or if you go online through one of the sources there and you watch races, inevitably, there's an odds-on favorite almost every race, and it didn't used to be that way. That's kind of the downside, probably, of having so much information because everybody has it. So,
Jerry, the influence that Nebraska thoroughbred horse racing had on you, I would imagine it still looms heavy in your mind. When I looked at your profile on HorsePlayerNow.com and your favorite horses listed, two old great Nebraska breds, Who Doctor Who and Am a Devil, and those were the days when Orville and Paul Kemling ruled the roost along with several others. What have you carried with you down to Oklahoma that still burns fiercely in your belly, so to speak, about what's going on up here in Nebraska?
Well, I tell you, it has, you know, I haven't been that close to Nebraska racing for a long time, but it's really kind of broken my heart a little bit the way I've seen it go over the past 15-20 years, especially with Exarban. I mean, losing a place like Exarban it's a blow that I don't know if Nebraska will ever get over that. I mean, you can see right now that they're struggling everywhere else. Grand Island at Fauner Park is doing pretty well, but you know, you go anywhere else, and it's pretty tough. So, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but just looking at the history of Nebraska racing, you can see how it's changed a lot. And it's, you know, you look at all of the great races that you've seen, and all of the great personalities, especially at Exarban through the years, and you know, you really kind of miss that, and it's something you really don't forget no matter where you go. So,
Jerry, on a national front, when you're writing, say, for daily racing form, and the summer months come, the Triple Crown season ends, the casual fan would say, well, horse racing must be taking a break. Well, there's never really a break. It is, like Steve said earlier, it is a marathon. What's the most important things in the summer? Is it the Arlington Million? Is it what stands out to you from a national front at horse racing in the summer?
Nationally, probably, you know, when Saratoga starts up again. That's, you know, there's a little gap. You know, they're racing right now at Belmont, but it's just not the same, you know, kind of interest that you know, it had when the Belmont Stakes was on. So you have a gap between that and the start of Saratoga, where it's a little bit, you know, it's not kind of the every week big race type thing, but when it starts up again, it gets going again with Saratoga, and you look at some of the races at Monmouth and places back east, it's, you know, it's not on the same level as Kentucky Derby as far as excitement or anything like that, but, you know, there's still plenty left.
Jerry, your impression of the scratch of I'll Have Another in the Belmont that prohibited the racing industry from maybe celebrating one of its finest hours had we been able to all celebrate in a Triple Crown winner. What were your thoughts the day before the Belmont when you found out he wasn't going to the post?
Just like everyone else, it was just heartbreaking. I mean, you know, it's kind of a Murphy's Law type thing with horse racing sometimes. If there's a chance that something can go wrong, I mean, it generally does. It just seems to work out that way. I mean, even internationally, like the other day, I don't know if you're familiar with Black Caviar,
yes.
The Australian mare that's won like 22 races in a row.
Yeah, injured. Injured, by the way, after that race. Did you see that this morning?
What's that?
Black Caviar was injured in that race and
yeah,
probably
mm-hmm.
won't run again.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, internationally, you can wrap your arms around something, and a lot of times something goes wrong. So that's kind of the turnoff for some people in horse racing because, you get so excited about everything, like, I'll Have Another, and you know, it just ends poorly.
What's your take, Jerry, on the connections of I'll Have Another selling him to Japanese interests for the breeding shed?
I have no problem with it. If you look at his breeding, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's Flower Alley, who's, you know, he's been around a while, but he's not a great super established type. He's out of a arch mare, which is okay. So, you know, I don't know if he would have been, like, in the upper echelon in Kentucky, you know, despite winning the first two legs of the Triple Crown. So it probably works out okay. I'm sure they probably got a good sum for him.
Expanded gambling, Jerry, has allowed your state, Oklahoma, to blossom here in the last few years, and yet Nebraska just can't step up to the plate and do the right thing. Can you share with our listeners what it has allowed Oklahoma racing to do over the course of the last four or five seasons?
Oh, yeah. Like in the early 2000s, this track here at Remington Park, it had been going south steadily. And by that time, by 2002 or 2003 or so, the daily purses had gone down, and thoroughbred racing had gone some days under 40,000. Well, in this day and age, that's nothing. I mean, you're not going to get any kind of quality horses, and they really suffered for a number of years, and finally they were allowed to get slots, and the racetrack changed hands a couple times, and they got slot machines, and it really turned it around. I mean, right, without slots, there would be no track today. I'm pretty sure of that, the direction it was going. But today, you get purses $250,000 up $300,000 on a daily average. I mean, it's pretty incredible the turnaround that gambling has allowed.
Jerry, tell us about Horse Player Now and what goes on your website and what you guys do for the handicapping fan.
Well, Horse Player Now is a website. It's owned by Jeremy Plunk. He's an old friend of mine, and he's out of Pennsylvania. He started this a couple of years ago. He's also writes for ESPN.com. He's one of their top racing people, and he also does a lot of production for NBC live horse racing, events on television. And he started this a couple years ago with it in mind, just to make it fun and educational for people. We have race chats during some live cards, like we haven't had any recently, but like in the Triple Crown races, we've done full cards on those, and we get thousands of people online, and they share their thoughts and they ask questions, and It's just a kind of an educational, fun deal. We also sell handicapping tools and picks across the country. We have a staff of 7 or 8 people that have their own areas of the country where they might give a few horses a day, and that's been pretty popular. I mean, that's well received, and it's just been going pretty well. I mean, it's been really well received, especially the night school on Tuesday nights. That would start at 7:30 Central Time, and what we do on that is have just pick a topic like that people can learn about jockeys. So last week we had Mike Smith and Chantel Sutherland, thoroughbred jockeys, and then we also had Cody Jensen, a quarter horse jockey, on, and people asked them questions about what it takes to be a jockey, what their favorite horses are, you know, just anything that you know, applied to the sport. And we do that probably 40 times a year with different topics, and it's really it's gone over quite well. I'm not on it that much myself. I do a lot of production work in the background as far as getting people on the online, but it's been real good so far.
Jerry Schottenkirk, in closing, I couldn't help but notice you were born on Christmas Day. You know, I was born 2 weeks after that and always felt like I got shortchanged. but I got the best of both worlds compared to you. What, being born on Christmas and celebrating Christmas on the same day, to me, is a real black mark against you. But I'll be thinking about you every time Christmas rolls around. I know you still have family back here. In closing, I don't know if you've been back here in the last couple of years. If so, can you believe what's happened at Fawner Park and how that facility has grown since you left 35 years ago?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I haven't been back there during the races, but I was back there last summer, and I drove through the area where the, you know, looking at the arena and State Fair, and wow, that is quite a change there.
And yours truly's calling the races. That has to be equally shocking, doesn't it?
I'm not shocked one bit. Not at all.
Hey, Jerry,
you're a talented
dude. Hey, Jerry, thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We love picking your brain a little bit about horse racing this morning.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me.
And Hot Shots, let's not wait another 20 years to do this all over again. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, get a long weekend and come on down.
I will do that.
All right.
That would be excellent. Jerry Schottenkirk joining us. He's employed at Remington Park. He's the one that sets the odds there. He puts out what is their version of what would be ours, the blue sheet, at Remington Park. And check him out on horseplayernow.com if you're interested in that sort of thing. All of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also Lexington, Cozette, and North Platte. We'll be back after this. Greg Sharp, Husker Sports Network, joins us after this.
Cheetos Hotline. This is Chester.
The economy is really bumming me out.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy those Cheetos snacks. It'll take your mind off it.
I'm feeling better already.
Me too. I'm charging you $24.99 for this call.
What?
Toodaloo.
Take a Cheetos break with Cheetos.
Pick up a bag of Cheetos today at a store near you.
Well, folks, summer's here. And for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling. StubHub!
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops as we head through the day today with a high of 94. Winds out of the east-southeast still staying around 10 to 20. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll see a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 75.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Ready or not, Omaha, Nebraska.
Back Doug and Daddy's show. Hey, farmers out there, do you know that T&L Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available that will match your pivot management requirements? They're all GPS-ready. T&L's Precision Point Control. That's right. Three lets you start up to five variable application areas in either forward or reverse directions. Plus, you get the real timing operation information when combined with T&L's continuous system movement. You also get even water application and improved yields. No spoking patterns with the T&L pivot system. Learn more about the PBC3 and all the other T&L pivot control options available by calling your local T&L dealer. Or visit their website, TLIRR.com. They're easier on you for a lifetime. T&L Irrigation, that's what Steve Anderson has in his yard. Steve, we were talking between the break, and there's all these handicapping options out there. We can get on horseplayernow.com, and we can click, and we can buy picks. And people out there have the rags sheets, they call them. And they're an option, although a little bit more expensive probably than some people want to spend. There's all these handicappers. The internet's opened it up. You can go to about, I don't know, you just type in horse player handicap, and I would pull up 5,000 sites. I don't know what, I'm sure some are better than the other ones. You just subscribe to anything, or just use the old, what you've been doing for 30 years?
The daily racing form. That's the, I was born and bred on that. And it's evolved into one set of figures that I swear by, and those are the buyer speed rating figures. I've learned how to adjust them through some work of some other close friends of mine, not me necessarily, but just taking them. And I like to sit, and it's a cerebral thing for me. I like to sit down and handicap and crunch the numbers with the system that I've been taught and learned over the course of 40 years of watching the races. But 90% of the, I'm in the minority, 90% of the people that go to the races, whether they're diehards like me or just an occasional visitor, they don't want to think about it. That's why the slot machines are so popular, but they do want to have action. So they want, they want to sit down and just have somebody give them a tout sheet or whatever, and then they'll play a couple of bucks on someone else's selections. I understand that. The one thing about horse racing, when you go to the window to cash a ticket, Tony, they don't ask you how you got it.
That's certainly true. That's certainly true. We're going to change our focus a little bit now and talk a little Husker sports. Greg Sharp joins us. He's with the Husker Sports Network. He's the voice of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Daddy, I'm great. It was a lot of fun being with you at Bertrand the other night. Always good to be on and talking some Husker football.
You know, it was a fun time the other night because you get back and you get a visit with some people you haven't saw for a long time. And, Greg, you go back to more and more alumni things, I believe, every year, and you visit with people. You go to some of these smaller towns, and with Thursday being my last show, me and my classmates, we were talking how fortunate we were to have the coaches in Ron Kubik that now lives in Donovan and Steve Ekstrom that now lives in Minden to coach us and mentor us along. I think that other than my dad and my family, those two guys probably had the single most impact on my life, bar none, and taught me more than any class out there did. Do you hear that when you go back to small towns, Greg?
Absolutely. In fact, Daddy, I've talked to a couple of state coaches association meetings and been to them, and I always prop those guys up by saying, don't ever underestimate the value, the impact you guys and gals, in some cases, make in a young person's life, because you're teaching them those building block things that they will carry with them the rest of their lives. The ability to be a part of a team, the ability to work toward a goal of winning, of the camaraderie you get with the teammates. So absolutely, those high school coaches are invaluable to the youth of our life, and it's one of the reasons why I'm such a big proponent in getting young people involved in something at the high school level. It doesn't have to be athletics. It's great if it is. But if it's band, that's great. If it's drama, yes. I mean, all those things you can get involved in growing up, it's going to help young people as they develop their own lives.
Hey, Greg, we got about 3 weeks until we start the process all over again, and then it's full steam ahead towards football season. Doug's favorite question, and we have not asked you this. What grade after 1 year in the Big Ten do you give the Cornhuskers on where they were after one season of playing that competition?
Well, I think last year was a solid B. You know, I don't think it's ever an A unless you win something. And we didn't win the division. We didn't win the conference. So I reserve my A's for those. But I give it a solid B because I think it was a very trying year in a lot of different ways. One, we had a new offensive coordinator, Tim Beck. So that was a conversion, a new league to adapt to, all new teams to get ready to play. So I thought for the most part the Huskers stood up pretty well. Would have loved to have won the bowl game to finish it off right. It didn't happen, but I think in some ways that loss has really gotten this coaching staff and head coach Bo Plenty to refocus and get locked in for the upcoming year. But I would give it a solid B for the first year. Obviously some disappointments, but there were some really good wins in there as well.
Do you think we underestimated what it was going to take on the change of the style of play?
No question. And the different prep time. I just think the coaches can go through a lot of game tapes, but yeah, if you got ready to play Iowa State or Missouri, let's take Missouri. If you're getting ready to play Missouri again, we've had all those years of getting ready for Gary Pinkel. Teams, you know his tendencies. You know what he likes to do in certain situations. We didn't have any of that blueprint for any of those teams in the Big Ten Conference. And some things, no matter how hard you try to prep and get ready, are going to slip by you. So now I think year two, we're going to be so much more ready to attack these teams and get after them in the Big Ten. Doesn't mean we're going to win more games necessarily, but I think we're going to have a better comfort feel going into year two in the league.
I think as we go forward in this, it's just absolutely night and day when people are trying to figure out this Nebraska football team. Last year, we thought we had a first-round draft pick up front in Crick. We thought we had a first-round draft pick in Levante David. And we thought at one time, we thought we had a defensive back in Dennard that was a first-round draft pick. There's not one person talking about this defense on a national scene. I don't even believe on a local scene. On the local scene, they're talking about all the question marks. That is night and day from a year ago.
It is. You know, and you go back to last year, and the injuries really cropped up starting in August. I mean, we lose Dennard for the first 3 weeks with a leg injury in August, so we don't have him for a while. Then we get Dennard back, and then all of a sudden there goes Crick goes down in the Wisconsin game, and he's gone. So it was really a disappointing year that the big guns really never were there together, and I think that hurt and stunted the growth a little bit of that defense. And remember, we were also mixing in some new coaches last year. Ross Ells, new linebackers coach. Corey Raymond at the time, the new secondary coach for Nebraska. So now we've got a couple new tweaks in the armor for this defense. But I think the good news from what I saw in spring was that Bo is a lot more active and involved in the defense this spring than he was last year. I think he was really concerned about Tim Beck's first year as OC. He spent a lot of time with the offense a year ago. Bo's specialties defense. And I think he's back and focused a lot more on that side of the ball in the spring and certainly this summer.
And I know you made a point about this the other night, and I picked up on that. The Carl Pelini leaving, You think that could be you think there was some push and pull maybe that probably was uncomfortable for both of those guys, and it might be just maybe a little bit refreshing Carl's moved on, got a head coaching job. Bo can get back hands-on approach.
Since we're in baseball season, I'll use the trade analogy. The best trades are trades that benefit everybody. I think in this situation, everybody benefits. It's great for Carl. He's now a head coach. He's running a program. He was ready for that next step in his career. And I think for Nebraska, it was kind of a refreshing thing to kind of clear the air a little bit. If we've ever worked in a business situation where we've worked with a dad or a brother, we know that you have moments where you just want to kill each other. Well, I think that certainly happened quite a bit with Bo and Carl, and I think it's refreshing to kind of clear that out. And Bo, you know, is back in charge of all of that, and I think it's just a better feeling around that staff this year. I mean, there were times last year I'd go up around the football offices, and there was certainly some tension in the air. There's always tension, but this was a different kind of a feel. But I think now with Carl moving on and becoming a head coach, some of that's going to get out of there.
Greg Scharf from the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Greg, we switched sides of the ball. Taylor Martinez sure seems to be doing a lot in the offseason. Would it be nice just to have him explode onto the scene? I know that would be ideal. Does he need to do that to win over what I believe is a 50-50 vote in Nebraska?
Well, I hope so. I like Taylor. I think Taylor's kind of been given unrealistic expectations. I think last year the coaching staff kind of tied one of his hands behind his back, Daddy, because there wasn't anybody behind him that was ready to go lead this team. So he had to play a little bit more conservative. That's not his nature. I think they're going to turn him loose more this year. He's gone out on his own and gotten some help with some quarterback coaches out on the West Coast during some off times from Nebraska football workouts here in Lincoln. When I was out at spring practice a couple of times this year, you could really see a different air about Taylor Martinez, more of wanting to step up and become a leader. I like the way he's going, and I mentioned this to your audience the other night out in Bertrand, that I went back and checked Eric Crouch's development between his sophomore and his junior years was night and day. And not saying that Taylor can make that same big of a jump, but if he makes a partial jump like that, we're in for some special things for Taylor, not only this year, but then for a senior year that's still yet to come.
The other poster boy on the offense, of course, is Rex Burkhead. He's the one making the magazine covers. If it isn't a picture of Taylor, it's a picture of Rex Burkhead. He can't do it by himself, though, Greg. Are they more confident they've got capable people behind him to get not only reps, but quality reps and take up numbers of carries from Rex?
Well, that equation certainly has changed since spring ball with the news of Aaron Green leaving and transferring to TCU. That's a blow. That's a guy who I think was going to certainly get a good load of carries this coming year. Amir Abdullah had established himself as the clear backup to Rex last year. He's back. And now I think you got to get Braylon Hurd back from defense. I don't think there's any question. You got to get him on that side of the ball to help ease the load a little bit. And keep in mind the Morrow kid. Vince Morrow's kid's now eligible to play. He sat out last year. He's a big bruising guy that they could line up in a one-back slot and kind of slam away at people, or they could put him at that fullback position. I think that's a young guy to keep an eye on this fall.
Something's been talked about all over the state is all of a sudden we got a long snapper. Oh, my God, we put him on scholarship. Holy smokes, what's going on down there? It's a long snapper. They went out and thought they found it. I think all the coaches agree they found the best one they could get across the country. They're happy with that long snapper, right?
Well, I've had coaches tell me down through the years that those long snappers are they're gold, and when you find it, you better latch on to it. And I think that's why the decision was made to go ahead and offer that young man a scholarship. They went a different route a couple years ago with P.J. Mangieri. They brought him into town as a walk-on. After his first year, they went ahead and scholarshiped him, so he was scholarship for the next 3 years. But PJ has certainly been a solid guy for us. The only game I think he really had a hiccup was in that driving rainstorm in Missouri a couple years ago. So I think that's the feeling, that they go of 85 scholarships. If that guy's going to be involved in so many key special teams plays, you better make sure you have a good one. I think that's why they went ahead and offered that young man from Indiana.
Hey, Greg, we appreciate you giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much. I'm going to wrap things up this week, but I really appreciate you guys at Husker Sports Network always being gracious with your time and taking time out of your way, not only to just stop by and talk to Doug and I, but to be a friend as well.
Well, Daddy, I appreciate it. It's going to be a loss for that area to not have you on the air. You've done a lot of great work over the years with Doug You know, I think the worst thing is you're leaving Doug by himself. That's kind of strange. I'm a little worried about him. I may have to send him a checkup every week and see if he's okay out there. But best of luck to you. I'm certainly excited for you and your new venture, and hopefully our paths will cross again.
They will, because I know where you live, and I'll make sure they do cross. Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Great to talk to you, Daddy. Thanks.
Greg Sharp, Husker Sports Network. I like to pick those guys. You know what? I think Lane Grindle does a fine job. I think Jeff Colhane, came from where Lane was before him to line up those guests and do sports nightly, like you can hear on 12:30 a.m. at night, right here on our sister station. Those guys do a fabulous job. I know they're going to be taking their tour across the state here in the next couple weeks. That's always a good time. Get out and meet some people, have some fun. But people like to talk about the Huskers, Steve.
Yeah, there's only two seasons, football season and spring football. I wish I'd have jumped in now with the opportunity to talk into the voice of Nebraska sports, because I think Greg Sharp has the most difficult job in all of college athletics, and that is to tape the Bo Pelini show immediately following a football game. I sweat bullets. I'm so uncomfortable with the way Pelini handles that show and why they do it immediately following a game. And if it's a bad game, which we've had our fair share, he's just so difficult to deal with. And how Greg handles it is remarkable in some ways. But I wonder, why has it evolved into that? Because that is not Bo's finest hour. And when they show these things across the country on the satellite, it's not good for recruiting. Because his demeanor is so lacking when he's upset about things, and it comes off so plain as day.
You think, though, on that note, from the start, and I think Bo Pelini would tell you when he first got the job at Nebraska. Well, we could all take back things that we've done in the heat of the moment and what we say and whatnot. The direction Bo Pelini's come, and I'm not saying it's full circle yet, but I will say it's vastly. I know the uncomfortable moments, the short answers, when you'd rather think Bo Pelini would rather break his foot off in somebody's backside, but he's really came from where we started to now. Don't you think Bo's matured?
Well, it's a natural process, a slow process. Hey, I was on the ground floor when Tom Osborne was in the same situation, covering Nebraska football back in the early 70s to the early 80s. And Tom had nothing to say, but he was very calm and cool about saying nothing, regardless of the outcome of the football game. But over the course of 25 years, he became a terrific speaker and has a fantastic message to pass along. I just hope that if Bo gets the same opportunity with that many years of experience down the road, that he ends up somewhere in the same boat as Tom Osborne did. He has matured, but he's got a long ways to go.
No, I absolutely. And heck, I think Bo might even just say, "Yeah, you're right," and I'm going to agree with you. You wouldn't just want to say that when he's angry, but
well, and who's going to tell Bo Pelini what to do or how to do it? I won't be the one, but I promise you.
Here we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. They treat each individual customer with great concern. They've got high expectations, and for your new and used car dealer, they want to challenge and meet those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence. The finance staff at Midway will challenge you. They will find you the lowest rate on any automobile loan by working with a network of lenders, any Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They'll make it a reality and have it in your driveway. Let them work for you. Call them today, 888-270-1246, or Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, 888-296-7065. Their experienced sales staff is enthusiastic. They want to be enthusiastic for you and find you the best deal out there. Call them today, Midway Dealerships of Kearney, South 2nd Avenue. Jeff, we're going to take a break. We'll be wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
George Brett has just hit a 3-run home run.
Kansas City's always been a special place to me and baseball. I played in 13 All-Star games over the course of my career. But I know this year will be just as special because once again, it's being played here in the place we all call home. Kansas City, this is our time.
The Royals host the Rays this Monday through Wednesday at the K. Get tickets now at Royals.com or your local Hy-Vee store.
Good racing here at Fauner Park. Race 5 is now underway. They head Combo Tuffy takes the lead by a length over the one horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me the Champ. Somebody has lost a jockey. Looks like the six-horse Pillar Starbuck is not running today. As they head around the second corner, coming in the grandstand first time around, that's a five-horse Combo Tucky. He's up by five lengths right now, followed by the one-horse Deep Blue Goodbye and Call Me Champ. On the outside, one link behind them is Tyson Squall. As they head in front of the grandstand, the five-horse Combo Tucky leads it by four. Deep Blue Goodbye on the inside and Call Me Champ on the outside of him. Two back to Tyson Squall. The rest of the field trails them by two as they head to the backside. Combo's Tuffy still four lengths ahead of the pack as they head around the second corner back on the backside. The one horse is now separated from Call Me the Champ as Deep Blue Goodbye is making a move on the outside of Combo's Tuffy. Now way on the outside, here comes That's All Folks. That's All Folks down on the inside, the seven-horse favorite Companion making a move. All the way on the outside, That's All Folks has taken the lead of Deep Blue Goodbye, and the plow has just been thrown out on Combo Tuffy. The four horse is now That's All Folks and Deep Blue Goodbye. Battle it as they come down the stretch. It's going to be those two as they head to the wire, six ahead. They're six ahead except for the horse that lost the rider, Pillar Starbuck. Deep Blue Goodbye. Deep Blue Goodbye, and That's All Folks. Head to the wire, and That's All Folks is your winner. The one horse Deep Blue Goodbye second, and the three horse Tyson Squall up for the show. And I'll tell you, right at the wire, that six horse Pillar Starbuck did not have a jockey on him, but he actually won the race, I think. Now, there was my attempt at calling a horse race when Steve invited me up, and they're on the radio station in Grand Island, of course, and they just let me jump on there. George the Greek is up there now a lot of the time, and you guys have some. It's a fun time being up there. Very, very difficult job, folks. That's why I am very jealous. I'm very jealous, and I'm very honored to call you a friend because, you know, it's weird because the talents people have. To be able to adapt to every race, and I know there's colors and stuff, but at the same time, when there's 10 different races every day, and those horses come at you, and I know they parade them in front of you, but Steve, that's a very difficult task.
It's still a work in progress. Like two things. One, Combo Tuffy, and the other eight pronunciations that you gave that during that call. Which has got to be a world record. That name will live in infamy. Two, as you come to a fork in your road, Tony, I don't ever, ever want to hear that you're knocking on my boss's door applying for my job, because it would be a humiliating moment if I got the... If I got the hook out the back door and you stepped in.
Buddy, I know that ain't happening. That ain't happening at all, and I promise you that. Yes, I agree. They just handed me the microphone. There'd probably been a little I'm sure I'd imbibed in some beverages well before that, and it is a very, very difficult task. All-Star Games in Kansas City.
Hey, that, you know, I remember the last time the All-Star Game was there. I interviewed Reggie Jackson back in 1978. My claims to fame, I was the only reporter there for the whole Yankee series, which was right before the All-Star Game, and that Reggie talked to. I mean, I was a green cub in those days. So, yes, I know it's coming up at Kansas City. Won't be there. We'll be watching. Terrific venue. And I got so many stories I could tell you, but so little time to get them in.
That's awesome, Reggie Jackson.
Yes.
That's really excellent. Hey, and we want to remind you, every hour of the workday, you can qualify for a pair of tickets for all the All-Star Game activities, including Fan Fest, the Futures Game on Sunday, the Legends All-Star Softball Game, Workout Day on Monday, the Home Run Derby, and then the Midsummer Classic itself. But first, text Royals 945 to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Royals 945. Just text that to 90210 for your chance to win. Also, we've got our poll question up. Did his performance in this year's NBA Finals secure LeBron James status as a clutch player? No, with 41%. 35% say yes. Then there's 24% of you say he was already clutch. Now our poll question is, which team will win the College World Series? You'd think Arizona has a huge advantage, just needing one of the next two, but with South Carolina and how they play, going for their third straight College World Series trophy. I don't know. I would obviously take Arizona because of the pitching performances. All those pitchers, by the way, have went into the seventh inning of every game in the regional play. That's pretty good baseball. And pretty good. I mean, obviously, you get to this point. But those two teams last night, they're going to battle again tonight. 7 o'clock, you can hear the game right here.
Plus, they've taken the boom out of those metal bats.
Yeah.
You got to really jack a world record shot to get it out of that ballpark.
You like the park better or Rosenblatt better?
I'm from the old school. I loved Rosenblatt. I've been down to two games at the New Ameritrade Center. I'm sorry, it's not for me. Give me Wrigley Field. Give me Fenway Park. Give me Saratoga and the old Santa Anita's. This is what we were born and raised on, and bigger, better, in my mind, doesn't necessarily mean that the event continues to blossom and get better. I miss Rosenblatt Stadium tremendously. I hate to see the ball and chain go to it.
I'm a new school guy. I'm a new school guy. Give me the bells and whistles. Give me Minute Maid Park in Houston. Give me Coors Field. I like those venues much more. I've been to Wrigley. Tear it down. Tear it down. It kills me. The poles are in my way a lot of the time.
Hey.
I know that. I know that upsets a lot of people.
As long as they sell beer.
Well, there you go. It's old style, though. Oh. Hey, Steve, thanks for coming in today and joining me. And thanks for finishing out my last week here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it was a pleasure. In more ways than one, there's a big seat to fill on the other side of the desk. Just let me assure to you, as one that dropped out of the scene for over 20 years, somewhere, someplace down the line, I expect to hear those golden tones of Big Daddy Tony Davis back on the air. And I yearn to be around when that day happens. Thank you for everything.
Hey, Greg Sharp, I want to thank him. I want to thank Jerry Schottenkirk as well. I want to thank you all for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back tomorrow. Damon Day sits in. We'll have great guests for you lined up as well. Thanks for joining us. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.